Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Time to catch up with Myra from the CAB, who is back with us after a break, metaphorically and indeed literally this time for once.
Yes,
she got to go away. Hurrah!
7 days away.
Wow. Did you look at all while you're away at your Facebook or website?
I did
page?
Indeed.
Oh, Myra.
I had to get, cab had to pay for the Wi-Fi. I tried to for 2 days, but I saw something that needed answering desperately, and I thought, right,
you.
Get the Wi-Fi.
Bless you. Well, since you were last here, of course, the date has come and gone.
Yes, we haven't... I've been away and we haven't left, is that it?
We haven't left. And so, of course, everybody was rushing like a lemming towards a cliff, weren't they, to get their bits of paper sorted out, including, of course, residency. And now... there's kind of no panic, Captain Mannering.
No, and it's very quiet in the UK, isn't it?
Very. No one's mentioned Brexit for what feels like months now. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
It's very odd.
Very odd, yeah. And so I've been kind of keeping a track of your Facebook page because, A, it's informative, but B, sometimes it's actually quite amusing to see what people moan about. On a serious note, some people have been kind of on the wrong side of the Spanish gang. Well, look, we've had enough of all this nonsense now. You've left.
Well, because they'd closed off, which they shouldn't have done. They'd closed off a lot of appointment application. Somebody had actually tried to get one for herself as Great Britain.
Yes.
Grand Bretagne.
Yep.
Nilpois. And then she went on to try one for, say, a German, and they were available.
How funny.
So, but in a way, though they do get things wrong, and that's what we're going to talk about today, you can't sort of blame them with getting mixed messages.
No,
we'd left
sure.
so many times. They actually prepared, and they've now got rid of the new drop-down where it was for UK nationals. So they've had to... start all over again. So we're back to normal until the 31st of October, or unless something happens before.
One reasonably odd thing I noticed that somebody was saying was that they were fine because their Hestor was able to book bookings on a regular basis.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's an old style. If that's happening, it's totally illegal.
Yeah.
If that's happening. I knew in the old days when I had my office in Estepona, you could know... Freddie, who knew the police or whatever, could get your appointments, slide them a five or a ten.
Sure.
That's happening, and I put on the group page. That's totally illegal.
Right. But they can't officially do that. They can't,
No, because you must, for residency, you must give the details of the name of the person for your appointment.
Yeah.
So if you're block booking 10 appointments with no names, naughty.
Interesting. Okay. Now, if you want to participate, as always, 952-784-4000 is the phone number. studio@tre.radio is our email address. And can I start with an email, actually, here, which
yes,
has come
do.
In when we said we were doing residency this morning. We are going to cover all of this, actually, in detail, but this is from Karen, who says, my question is, how can I get residency if I'm a single parent with limited income and can't actually afford private healthcare? I tried to become resident in January and took my registration to my health clinic with me and was turned away. I was abandoned here, sadly, by my husband and have nowhere in the UK to go back to. So this is now mine and my son's home, but I can't afford the residency requirement.
I've got a feeling this lady is in Andalusia. So if she'd been anywhere else, she could have gone on the convenio, the special paying international health system.
Yeah.
Because of the new universal healthcare law,
yes.
If June
yes.
of last year.
Oh, that's this one.
Which has now not been implemented, and we have to wait to see after the elections what's going to happen. I mean, really, laws are for abiding to, aren't they?
Yeah.
For them.
One would hope so. Oh, dear, dear.
So, we should laugh, should we?
So if you can't afford it, then that was a kind of out clause.
Only thing I would suggest to her is to use the convenio forms, apply for the convenio.
So convenio being when you pay
into the system.
The system.
It doesn't exist anymore, but she may get a letter back, which she can then take to her health centre. I think the only way for her now is to push on the universal healthcare law.
Yes.
Even though it's not in existence.
Yes.
Yet, it's not been implemented, except implemented enough for the junta to stop the convenio, to put an end, to terminate the convenio and put everybody onto the free healthcare under public funds. So I would suggest to her that she pushes with her health centre.
Yes.
Doesn't give up, and she blinds them with science.
Yeah.
With the universal healthcare law. Otherwise, I don't see any other option for her, I'm afraid.
And presumably, the convenio is a lot cheaper than going private.
Yes, and also it accepts pre-existing conditions. What Karen should know is, and we have now a test case going to the Social Security, our test case, there have been other cases, that the law actually says that healthcare from public funds is available to all residents in Spain.
Mm.
Right? And, of course, I think she hasn't got her residency, so it's not available for her because of the European Union law.
Mm-hmm.
She can't use it as a sort of illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
So really for her is to... No residency, yes? She's saying no,
she says, I tried
it.
To become resident in January and took
she
my
can't.
Registration to my health clinic with me and was turned away.
Her registration to her health clinic.
Hmm. Not clear whether she actually got residency or whether it was just the
yes.
health care that was.
If she's a resident, then she could fight for the law from way back 2003 allows health care for all legal residents in Spain, if she's a legal resident.
Yep.
If she can't do her residency, which it appears, she really needs to try and blind them with science and use the healthcare, universal healthcare law.
This may be one, Karen, where you should get in touch with our good chums at the CAB, because it sounds like it could become complicated if you could get tied in knots with this, couldn't
come
you?
Come through the Ask for Advice section, become a member.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's...
And we can continue to communicate with her there.
Absolutely. Perfect. All right. So let's go down this road again of the requirements for residency, for renewing.
For updating.
Yeah.
This is basically what I'm going to talk about is, if we've got time, the Padrón, because still people are getting it wrong, or town halls, is the permanent resident status.
Yep.
Because of Brexit, we did advise way before the referendum to try and get the permanent status put onto your residency certificate, because it stops going to the policía for changing your address and them saying, oh, that's outdated.
Yes.
They say.
In fact, our own Hannah this morning, we talked about this, and she had been through that process, and she said she found it relatively easy to do. And I said, I think I was right in saying, and you would correct me if I was wrong, so please do, that if it does say you're not, if it doesn't say on it that you're permanent and you've been here more than 5 years, you are anyway.
Exactly.
It's not prerequisite having the wording on the document.
No.
Right.
But it became obvious that it was going to be needed for Brexit, especially with no deal, and I think even a Brexit with no deal, because less hoops to jump through.
Yep.
As we spoke on one programme, maybe with Giles, it was like, if you've been here as long as I've been here, but I've got permanent on my certificate and you haven't, you will be treated differently to me.
Right.
Because actually, what there's a law and there's a Spanish royal decree and there's also an EU directive on residency.
Mm-hmm.
And what it says is all citizens and their EU and non-EU family, I added the EU because they missed that out.
Right.
Members have the automatic right to permanent residency after 5 years of legal residency in Spain.
Yeah.
In some cases, the right is acquired after 3 years of legal residency. I won't go into that. It's on our website. So what I did was to try and help people who are going to Policía Nacional or Extranjería and being told to supply all the documentation as they did when they first applied.
Mm-hmm.
If you were not a permanent resident and you went for some reason to the police station because you lost your certificate, you wanted a duplicate, they could ask you to provide all this information.
Right.
To show that you still have the right.
Okay, yes.
I'll tell you how simple it is. If only the civil servants would learn the law properly and not pick out, even the European Commission, I'm actually editing something which said that you need to supply this, this, this and that. So we're going to ignore the European Commission. We're going to go by the European directive and the Spanish Royal Decree, which has transposed the European directive in their law. So this is what's happening. A lot of people can't even get that wording put on their duplicate because a chap the other day called me 3 years or whatever or 5 years of bank statements. They also wanted his original certificate from many years ago. Well, people don't always keep. It was the card asking for their original. And this is why...
5 years of bank statements?
Well, I think he was not quite 5 years, but certainly much more than you would normally have.
Yeah.
And people being asked to show their S1, and, you know, that's in the system. A lot of people didn't keep copies. Keep copies of your S1 when you give it to the Social Security for pensioners. You need that in the UK anyway, so don't let go of any documentation. Keep photocopies of everything. So you can be just like the system in Spain, and you can have drawers full of papers as well.
Yeah, you fit right in then. Yeah, you feel one of the Spanish.
Yes, don't throw your papers away. So if I can just say what it says.
Yeah.
So, when I knew I was coming on, I decided to go through and pick out the extracts from the European, colloquially known as the Freedom of Movement.
Yeah.
The Spanish Royal Decree.
Yeah.
The Spanish Ministry of the Interior website and the Policía Nacional website.
What a lovely afternoon that must have been, Myra, for you.
Just a bit of research again. Sorry, I picked up a cough on my...
I'm not surprised after looking through that lot. Bless you. Bless you.
Somebody was infected where I went on holiday.
Oh, dear.
Right, so can I say what it says?
Please,
I'll read
please
it.
Please do.
Right to permanent residency. This comes from the European Directive to... 2004/38 EC, if you want that, but it's known colloquially as freedom of movement,
okay.
So I'll stick to the simple terms.
Yeah.
One, union citizens who have resided legally for a continuous period of 5 years in the host member state shall have the right of permanent residence there.
Yep.
We know that. It's an automatic right.
Mm-hmm.
This shall not be subject to the conditions provided for in Chapter 3. Remember Chapter 3. Shall also apply to family members who are not nationals of a member state and have legally resided with a union citizen in the host member state for a continuous period of 5 years. And, of course, continuity of residence shall not be affected by temporary absence before you become resident, a total of 6 months a year. Because if you've been absent for more than 6 months and they're away, you can lose your residency status.
Right.
Right, there's other reasons you can be away. So that makes it quite clear, as it says that you're entitled to it and it's not subject to Chapter 3 of the... We'll come back to Chapter 3. It's important.
Okay.
So that's quite clear, isn't it? Actually says...
Yep, it says quite clearly. Yep, as long as you know what Chapter 3 is.
Yes, this right shall not be
subject... Keep up, by the way, in the corner there. Stop nodding off.
Shall not be subject to conditions provided for in Chapter 3 of the same... Sorry.
That's all right. Bless you.
The Spanish royal decree on entry and residency, EU citizens and their family members, which includes non-EU. Again, right to reside on a permanent residence. Citizens of a member state of the European Union or of a state party to the agreement of which is the EEA, the other countries, and members of the family who are not nationals of these states are holders of the right to reside on permanent basis who have resided, are holders of the right. Sorry, it's a bit Spanglish. Who have resided legally in Spain for a continuous period of 5 years. The right will not be subject to the conditions set forth in Chapter 3 of this decree, royal decree.
Okay.
Says it there again, right? So then we go on to ask me about Chapter 3 at some stage.
I can't wait.
Let's go to the Spanish Ministry of the Interior website.
Okay. Figuratively, by the way, not literally.
Yes. And they say, certificate of permanent residence.
Are you translating this as you go?
No, I've done the translation. Stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning. No,
bless you.
No, I didn't. Certificate of permanent residence of citizens of the union, the interested party personally must go to the immigration office of the province where he has his residence, or failing that, to the corresponding police station, together with his application form EX18, right, which is a simple, and will present in all cases the following documents: valid passport or identity document that's, if expired, the renewal application, the document accrediting the TASA, the fee, administration fee, and documentation proving the assumption by which permanent residence is assessed, except in the case that they have that having legally resided in Spain for a continuous period of 5 years, in which this is not necessary. So
you don't have to reprove the documentation.
Basically, they haven't put Chapter 3 in, but that's what it's about. Once the fee has been paid, a certificate of the right to reside on a permanent basis will be issued by the citizen to the citizen of the union.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Again, no documentation except if you have resided legally.
Yes.
The Policía Nacional website.
Right.
That's four we've got to go on.
Yeah.
And people will say, yes, but we've got to do what they say. It's time it's not the time at the moment. That's the trouble, to lobby because of Brexit. They'll tell us where to go.
Yeah.
But for years, we should stand up for our rights. So the Policía Nacional website, and it says a certificate of right to residence with permanent character, say, when they translate it with carácter permanente, as a citizen of the European Union. They say, along with the application form EX16, that's an error.
Okay.
It's EX18.
Okay.
Well, you must submit the following documents: valid passport or identity document, if expired, a copy of this and the renewal application, document accrediting the payment, the TASA, administration fee. Depending on the specific case, you must also submit certificate of registration as citizen of union, where there is a minimum period of 5 years of continuous residence in Spain. What are they all saying? They're all saying
you don't need any documents to prove
you don't know. Because you're not subject, you're not conditioned to Chapter 3.
Yeah.
What is Chapter 3? Chapter 3 holds up to 15, 16 articles, or actually 16 articles, permanent, 15 articles, which explains how you apply for residency.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have healthcare, you have to be working,
yep.
You have to be self-sufficient, a pensioner with an S1. You're not subject to that anymore once you become a permanent resident.
Yes.
But they don't seem to follow that.
So people are going back to renew and being asked to prove how they got it in the first place again.
They're basically asked to make an application as though they did the first time.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's against the law. Mm. I always say, if we must abide by the law, so must the lawmakers, and so must the law enforcers.
Yeah.
So people out there who need to update, you need to stand your ground. And I've been telling some people, contact your consulate.
Yeah.
Let them know what's happening. Ask to speak to the head of the department and ask for the complaints form. A lot of people are worried to do this, but it can work. I mean, you just have to be very polite, very nice. It's no good shouting at them and telling them they don't know what the law is. Ask to speak to the head of the department.
Yeah. And if all fails, what can you do then, Myra?
Well,
if you get the shrug,
Well, I've spoken to the European Commission, who tell me I have to bring this up in Spain. We're a very small team, as you know.
Yeah.
So, very difficult for us to fight this.
Let's take a call here. Good morning, you're live on Talk Radio Europe.
Good morning, this is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret.
Just one question. When do you have to renew?
Okay, are you talking about permanent residence?
Yes.
Okay, you are an EU citizen?
Yes, Irish.
You're Irish. Okay, so you're lucky you stay in the EU.
Yeah.
You don't have to renew. It's not an obligation, it's an option. But as you're Irish, don't worry about it. Don't try.
No, but apart from that, I am married to a Spaniard.
Okay, but that actually, believe it or not, makes no difference about with residency. It does if you want to become a Spanish national.
No, no, no.
So at the moment, until Brexit is over and there's space in the office, don't bother getting that updated. Because it's not an obligation. You're automatically permanent resident.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Another caller here. Good morning. You're live on TRE.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Can you turn your radio down for a start? We can hear ourselves delayed behind
I'm
you
sorry,
there.
I've got six radios on.
What? Oh, blimey. That's very impressive.
Well, Chubbs, I'm trying to listen to you on one. I'm trying to call you on the other one. Hang on. Hello?
Yes. Well, you need to turn them down anyway, sadly. Yeah, thank you.
How about that? Yeah, it's John from Meath.
Hello, John.
Hi, Myra.
Hi,
just
John.
To say, when you talk about asking for the complaints form, people should not be worried about doing it at the police station or anywhere else. I have done it, not for myself, but I've done it for other people probably about six or seven times.
Very good.
At the police station. And without fail, it has always worked. They come back and say, oh, we might have made a mistake or whatever, and they put it right.
Wonderful to hear that, John. And who better should know that but you?
From
what you're,
say,
from where
polite.
You are.
Yes,
you
remain polite.
Polite.
Yes.
Lots of people get on their high horse.
Exactly.
And upset everybody.
And tell people. Yes. Carry on.
Okay. Thanks, Myra.
Thank you for that, John. And of course, with where you are, who would better know that?
Yes.
So, yes, please.
Very good.
If we don't complain, because some mistakes can be made, as you're aware.
Brits are funny about complaining sometimes, aren't they?
Well, if they do, they do it in the wrong way. They go in there shouting and very loud in English to be understood. And
yes, and get louder
that,
and louder, yeah.
Yes, just politely, remain polite but firm and ask for the complaints form. There you are, John, because of where he is daily, he knows that it works. So please do it. A lot of people will say, oh, no, we're not going. Why? So a lot of people are walking away without that permanent written on there. And I think, deal or no deal, I don't think I've been wrong on most things that I've talked about Brexit. It's all on the Brexit link. I think deal or no deal.
It was a great show. Noel Edmonds, used to love it. Fantastic.
Deal or no deal. You will still, there will be different formats. I believe, CAB believes, there will be different procedures for each person to apply. And hopefully they'll leave the option for the non-residents, the illegals here, as they say.
Okay, another caller now. Good morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Margaret. Just listening to John say the complaints form, I totally agree. I went into a police station not a million miles away from Estepona. I won't name it.
You can.
Estepona. to deal with this problem about my permanent residency. And I found the best way to deal with the people was I just walked up to the car and I said, look, I'm totally confused about what I can and can't do because of all these different bits of law in front of me. Can you help me, please? Obviously, you're the clever person.
Yes.
And immediately, the peacock feathers go up. They're very important. And they think the best. And the guy could not have been more helpful.
He very good.
He sorted everything out. It was from your previous broadcast about all the different laws over there. And I just made it. And he sorted it all out in about 20 minutes.
Fabulous.
Was he a nice young lad? There's a very pleasant young lad there who...
No, he wasn't. He was about mid-40s, something like that, and I guess. But it was a case of just brushing the beacon feathers.
Great psychology,
well,
Alan.
It's putting your Spanish hat on. I actually updated my certificate many years because I wanted the small one. And I wanted permanent residence. And they told me that there was no such thing as putting permanent residence on it. That was Estepona. And I explained, and the chap did listen to me, you're a civil servant. You've got a job for life. As a lawyer told me, whether you learn or not, you've got your job for life.
Mm.
This is a problem, I think.
Well, that's good advice. Thank you, Alan. I like your psychology there. Bless
yes,
you. Thank
very
you for
good.
Your call.
He put his Spanish hat on, he did there.
Yes, he did. Tom and Christine in Murcia have WhatsApped and said, I am a permanent resident and I need to change my address. Should I wait until after Brexit?
Well, if you can't get a spot at a police station, if it can be complicated, wait. As long as you're on the correct addresses on the padron, it's your obligation, but you've got an excuse that you can't get an appointment.
Right. Okay.
As long as she's got the permanent resident put
then
on there.
Then it's not a big deal.
No, because...
Fantastic. Okay, another caller. Good morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Good morning. Hi, it's Jackie in Marbella.
Hello.
I've been told by my Hestor, et cetera, that he wanted my residence card. Now, I do have a certificate with permanent residence on, but he said that I should have the card.
Why would you need the card? Your card, some people keep it to use it as a ID, which they shouldn't be able to, but they do. But why would, I don't understand his reasoning. You do not need that card. It's now out of date. It's no longer valid. You've got your certificate. It's got permanent resident on it. Wonderful. You don't have to go and prove your 5 years. And proving 5 years, it's on the database. When people ask you, and the padron to me is really important to show that you've resided here 5 years. And as they're getting more strict, making people who shouldn't have to go and renew, it is really a good pointer to the fact that you've resided here for 5 years.
Okay. What about if the address on the certificate, the A4 green certificate, if that's out of date,
If you can update it, do. If you can't because of the problems, as long as you've got permanence on it, I wouldn't worry, and you've got the padron with your correct address.
Right, that's superb. Thank you, Mary. Okay,
all right, no problem at all. Thank you for your call. Another caller? Good morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Hello, it's Carol from
Hello,
Murcia.
Carol.
Hello. A couple of weeks ago, my friends that have just moved out here went to get their residentia. Which they got, but then the police station said they're not making any more appointments in the near future.
When was this?
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay. First of all, it would be against your rights as a European citizen to be denied an appointment. I understand they're confused. They don't know what's happening. But because the UK doesn't know what's happening, so you can't, the UK government, you can't expect the Spaniards. But while you're an EU citizen and there are appointments available, it would be illegal for them to deny you an appointment. And people can contact ourselves, the consulate, and because the consulate have all got very, very involved in this, and they said they would help, so insist on help from your consulate, and if necessary, contact the EU Commission to put your complaint there.
Lovely.
For them,
thank
and
you.
They should again for them to go in either. I don't know about the peacock feathers with this case. Is to go and ask for the complaints form.
Yeah.
And ask to speak to the boss.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
No problem, Carol. Have a nice weekend. Cheers. Bye-bye. So, almost out of time. So that's all been quite good, I think. That's cleared a few things up. And I now know what Chapter 3 is. I can't wait to read chapters 1 and 2.
Yeah.
If Chapter 3 is that good, Chapter 1
also,
and 2 will be crackers.
The people should understand that a lot of people also, and a lot of the civil servants, get confused with your right for ongoing residency.
Mm-hmm.
They can, this is under Chapter 3,
yep.
So it doesn't relate to permanent residence. They can't do it systematically, but if you walk in and change your address and they think you haven't got any money, they may ask you to prove that you have the right to ongoing residency. For permanent residence. This is the mistake. They really must, maybe we'll go and give some talks to the police, the civil
would be
servant.
Reasonably helpful. And by the way, Tom and Christine have WhatsApped back and said, thank you for that. Yes, we have changed the address on our padron anyway.
Oh,
so,
good.
So that makes it
That's
better,
important.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Fantastic. So if people want some more advice, they can go to the Facebook page. If you just look up Citizens Advice Spain, or better still, the excellent website, which is full of ways that you can help yourself and indeed become a member, which is more
yes,
important.
Yes, it's a donating
well.
Member, which starts, €20. You can ask as many questions of us as you want for a year.
Fantastic.
Which really should be a lot more. But
well, yeah, indeed. And I'm delighted to say, this is the first time I've seen it now, because we've moved buildings now, I can now look straight out into the car park and see the glorious Citizens Advice Bureau vehicle of which you spoke.
Yes.
My first viewing of it.
Yes, lovely, isn't it?
It'd be nice when it's finished. No, it's lovely. Myra, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
I know that people look forward to when you're on, and they always have lots of questions for you. But thank you for you and all your staff for your excellent help. Back in a couple of weeks' time then, when no doubt everything will have changed again.
Yes, no
doubt. We could move on to chapter 4 maybe then.
Yes, we could. We can go through all the chapters each week.
Have a nice weekend. Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
O'Reilly! Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!